London Calling. David here. Short and sweet tonight. Kathy in Phoenix, Arizona. She's a London Walks stalwart. Accosted me the other night on one of our Zoom tours. And why exactly, David Tucker, are you dressed up like you're going to meet the Queen? Well, I'm just wearing a coat and tie, Kathy. Nothing wrong with that, surely. And then Mr. Suave himself, Simon, whose show it was opening night in his new series of art tours, Simon swept in and took over, put paid to that brief exchange with Kathy. I didn't have to answer, didn't have to explain myself, didn't have to justify why I was wearing a coat and tie on a Zoom session. Fact of the matter is, I always do, without thinking about it. But Kathy's question, and it was curious how exposed I felt, even though I was at home, on my turf, but it felt like I was being called out in public. Well, I suppose I was, in a sense. There were 50 or 60 people on that Zoom tour, and they all heard Kathy blindside me with her question. Anyway, in the way of these things, that got me thinking about my neighbor here in West Hampstead, Edmund Clarihue Bentley. Well, my neighbor by locale, but not a contemporary. Edmund Clarihue Bentley lived in West Hampstead a century ago. Heard of him? If you haven't, you should have done. As his blue plaque tells us, he was an author, journalist, and originator of the Clarihue. And the latter is the important thing, and I'll get to it in a minute. And indeed, double back and we'll pick up Kathy. Get my neighbor to Clarihue her, by way of making a start at answering her question. The plaque says my neighbor was an author and a journalist. It could have added that he was a barrister. Edmund Bentley Clarihue, Edmund Clarihue Bentley, came down from Oxford and read for the bar, did well on his exams at Inner Temple, was called to the bar in 1902. A close friend said Bentley had all the qualifications for a successful barrister, except the legal mind. But we need to track him further back than his failed legal career and back beyond his Oxford days, which were a triumph. Apart from the fact that he didn't get a first, he read history, and always regretted that he hadn't scaled that peak. We'll go right back to the beginning, and let it be known that Edmund Clarihue Bentley, born in 1875, was a Londoner. Fitting that, because this is a town of words. And E.C. Bentley could bend him, work magic with him, rejoiced and reveled in him. Words, the most vital London raw material of them all. Fast forward to his school days. He went to St. Paul's. And one day, he's 16 years old, sitting in his science class, and the following lines come to him. Sir Humphrey Davy abominated gravy. He lived in the odium of having discovered sodium. And so the Clarihue, as it came to be known, was born. At a single stroke, a clever London schoolboy added a new word to the language and created a new poetic form. Bentley's friend G.K. Chesterton, a great writer himself, described it as the severe and stately form of free verse known as the Clarihue. By way of definition, a Clarihue has four lines and consists of rhyming couplets Davy, gravy, odium, sodium. And subject-wise, well, it's usually a witty anecdote about a famous person. And tone is important. A Clairhue is free from malice. Somebody once said, a Clairhue is both civilized and dotty. It's a mini cocktail. So sure, I've always loved Clairhues. Civilized and dotty. I'll order a lifetime's worth of that stuff. So I was delighted to discover that Mr. Clairhue himself was my neighbor. Delighted to discover his house and clap eyes on that blue plaque. And because I'm partial to the Clairhue, there's always at least a couple of them floating around in the soup of my mind. Well, one of them elegantly presented itself to me with a wink when Kathy, in Phoenix, called me out for wearing a coat and tie on a Zoom. This one's by W.H. Auden. And yes, it's about attire, amongst other things. Goes like this. Oscar Wilde was greatly beguiled when into the Café Royal walked Bosey wearing a tea cozy. And thinking about the thread of technology that linked us up, me in London and Kathy in Phoenix and 60 other people all over the shop from Germany to the UK to Ireland to the United States and Canada, and how that thread empowered Kathy to have at, publicly, and yes, affectionately, my threads. Well, that brought to mind Henry Taylor's Clairhue about Alexander Graham Bell. Goes like this. Alexander Graham Bell has shuffled off this mobile cell. He's not talking anymore, but he has a lot to answer for. But that's enough preamble. Here's the meat and potatoes, Kathy. Here's the reason for the coat and tie. Four reasons. One, to be contrary. That's just me. Everybody's saying, well, it's Zoom. You're at home. You can do it in your pajamas. If that's what everybody thinks, then I'm not going to think that way. I'm going to wear a coat and tie. Two, the second reason, and this is a bit serious, when we do one of those Zoom things, everybody on it has, to my way of thinking, invited me into their sitting room. And just on principle, I'm not going to turn up dressed like a slob. Out of respect. Respect for my hosts, who've invited me home, invited me into their sitting room, but also respect for myself, and indeed, respect for that most precious commodity of all, an irreplaceable commodity, our time, and respect for what we're doing, our craft, virtual tours. Three, the third reason, this is even more serious, calls for a Clairhue. How about this one? It's a Clairhue by Clairhue, and it's one I, as a Yank, am especially partial to. Goes like this. George III ought never to have occurred. One can only wonder at so grotesque a blunder. Malice in that? I don't think so. Not to my ear. To my ear, it's affectionate. And dotty. And yes, civilized. But anyway, the third reason, and yes, this is a serious one. But hey, we've cleared our palate with that George III Clairhue. The serious thing is, these are really tough times for us. For London Walks guides and London Walks. And look, I'm certainly not forgetting for most everybody else as well. A lot worse than tough times for millions of people. One of my dear colleagues lost his father to this wretched virus. But yeah, tough times. be honest with you. We're holed beneath the waterline. Gashed. I hope London Walks is going to survive. But it's by no means a certain thing. So, holed beneath the waterline, well, that puts me in mind of an iconic moment in 20th century history. The Titanic. And in particular, somebody, something, sounds that knell. I always think of Benjamin Guggenheim and his valet, Giglio, Victor Giglio. Those two men are heroes of mine. When Benjamin Guggenheim realized how bad things were, realized that the Titanic was going down, he and his valet went to his stateroom and donned evening wear. They drowned in 31 degrees Fahrenheit, that's below freezing, water, in evening dress. Their bodies were never found. That kind of courage, that kind of style, that's something to aspire to. And look, the point is, their story, it's not our difficulties here at London Walks, but I would say, if we are going down, we're going to go down with dignity to the end. So that's at the back of my mind as well. That's another reason why, almost subconsciously, I think, I've chosen to wear a coat and tie on my Zooms. 4, it's a way of saying two fingers to Dominic Cummings. Every Brit will understand the reference. If you're not a Brit and you want to understand it, well, just look him up. If Dominic Cummings is going to look like a slob, and he does, without fail, that's more than enough reason for me to put on a coat and tie. Say to, catch you tomorrow night.